Welcome. You've reached the Brother's Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. The Brother's Journey is where we connect brother to brother, seeking wisdom and knowledge on our way to building understanding. Join the journey with Brother Steve. We will have real discussions and thought-provoking interviews on a wide range of topics for the purpose of creating a winning strategy. Together, we will work to sharpen our vision and encourage action for our kingdom assignment. Now, let's get it.
Welcome, brothers, to show 18 of the Brother's Journey Show. The episode for today discussed the mindset required for dealing with trauma and the impact on your life. As always, I'll start with giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my loving wife Rita, and you brothers for sharing this journey. Thank you for your time and attention. Scripture reference, as I started, our show topic for today is seven strategies for dealing with traumatic events. Our scripture reference comes from Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It doesn't matter the event, the stage of the journey. If the Lord brought you to it, he will always bring you through it. To God be the glory. My goal for this show is to share some information on another perspective when it comes to dealing with trauma and the impact it has had on your personal development. The new thing is to be trauma-informed. I attended a meeting on my day job, and the guest speaker at the meeting shared some awesome information on trauma-informed practices and how adverse childhood experiences causes those traumatic responses. I have to admit, I was sitting there, you know, thinking, you know, here we go again, you know, when those smart people discover new ways of telling you how to get over something that happened to you in your past. But the information, you know, was not exactly about that, but it was more about, you know, certain ways people experience certain things that affect how they act a certain way. So my thought process was to, you know, to a certain degree still is, you know, we as people of color, we've had to deal with an enormous amount of trauma, never being really told why or never really given any strategies of how to deal with those traumatic events. But knowing that there is a reasonable explanation for some of your behavior is helpful, and it should also spur us to seek professional help to deal with those things that may have left deep scars. But the speaker explained adverse childhood experiences. They are the results of a groundbreaking study back in the mid-90s where researchers identified 10 childhood experiences that have a profound negative impact on the rest of your life. As I read this list, keep track of how many of these adverse childhood experiences you encounter. So this is one of those things where, you know, give yourself 1 point for each one of these 10 things, and then we'll total them up when I get finished. Okay? Number one, did a parent or other adult in the household often or very often swear at you, insult you, put you down, or humiliate you? Act in a way that made you afraid that you might be physically hurt. That's number one. Number two, did a parent or other adult in the household often or very often push, grab, slap, or throw something at you or ever hit you so hard that it made marks and you were afraid of being injured? That's number two. Number three, did an adult or a person at least 5 years older ever touch, fondle you, or have you touched their body in a sexual way or attempt to actually have, you know, some sex with you or anything like that? Number four, did you often or very often feel that no one in your family loved you or thought you were important or special? Your family didn't look out for each other. You know, they didn't feel close as a unit. Did you grow up in that kind of family? Number five, do you often or very often feel you didn't have enough to eat? You had to wear some hand-me-downs, dirty clothes, things of that nature. Did you ever feel that your parents were too drunk or too high, you know, to take you to the doctor if you needed to go? Were they there for you? Number six, were your parents ever separated or divorced? Number 7, was your mother or stepmother often or very often pushed, grabbed, slapped, or had something thrown at her? Or sometimes, very often if she was, ever physically or mentally abused. Number 8, did you live with someone who was a problem drinker, alcoholic, or who used drugs? 9, was a household member depressed or mentally ill, or did a household member attempt suicide? 10, did a household member go to prison? So now of those 10 things, if you add up how many of those yeses did you have, and there's a score that if you add up your yeses, so 1 through 10, whatever your score is, if you're one of the fortunate ones who had a 0, then you are definitely further down the journey than most people. But only 30% of the U.S. population has not had an adverse effect. So if you're in the upper 70 or you scored a 4 or higher, then there are some documented health and well-being challenges or things that we must face, because I admit of that 10, let's see, I had quite a few of those. I think mine was like a 6. So anyway, but if you have higher than a 4, 2 times more likely to have a serious financial problem, 3 times more likely to use antidepressant medication, 3 times more likely to be depressed, 4 times more likely to become an alcoholic, and you're 20 times more likely to be incarcerated. That's for those people that have never had any problems in their life or any of these adverse childhood experiences. So all of this data, which is, which you can take as a portion of the truth, but not the absolute truth. Only God can provide that. This is a great place to put your faith to work to overcome all of those traumatic events. Because of this research, psychologists, educators, social workers, and leaders of criminal justice, healthcare professionals, and all of those have come up with what they've called trauma-informed practices or trauma-informed care. So what it means is, instead of them or someone yelling, "Why'd you do that?" Now you ask calmly, "What happened to you?" And that simple change of question changes the perspective or the ways of dealing with individuals who have multiple adverse experiences. So in other words, once you know where that, in this case, a child's coming from, they've had a lot of adverse childhood experiences, you can understand there could be some issues with their behavior. But individual trauma results from an event, a series of events, or a set of circumstances that is experienced by an individual or physically or emotionally harmful or life-threatening and has had lasting adverse effects on the individual's functioning and mental, social, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So, and that was a lot, so I'm going to break it down a little bit for us. Individual trauma results from an event or a series of events or a set of circumstances. Trauma is physical or emotionally harmful, and it can be life-threatening. Trauma has lasting adverse effects on the individual's functioning and mental, physical, social, emotional, or spiritual well-being. The thought of that trauma or the revisiting of that trauma. But knowing what trauma is and having strategies to deal with it is my goal for this point of the journey. We have recognized those events did happen and now have more information about the impact those events had on our lives. The topic of trauma was most interesting for me was when he talked about vicarious trauma. That's when you experience trauma symptoms that result from being repeatedly exposed to other people's trauma and their stories of traumatic events. Vicarious trauma is cumulative. It does build up over time. Fortunately, there are ways to address the impact of vicarious or secondary trauma. Here are 7 practical strategies for caring for yourself in the face of a traumatic event. Number 1, pray, meditate. You must settle your mind. You have to relax. Get enough sleep. Number three, you have to eat right. We have to eat healthier. Number four, we have to exercise. You have to keep moving, maintain your flexibility. Number five, learn from your mistakes. Give yourself grace. Number six, keep the lines of communication open. Number seven, be there for your brother. You are your brother's keeper. So I want to encourage you that no matter what, the answer, the energy to move forward is only found in your pursuit of the kingdom of God. It has to be the ultimate thing that drives you more than money or power. In closing, I want to share some wisdom about God and your response to traumatic events. Know that God is present and in control of all things. In times of traumatic events, you may feel the farthest from God. I can recall several events where the pressure was so great that all I can do was cry out to God. I'm sure there have been times when you felt God has forgotten you. I know you may have wondered why God allowed this particular event to happen. You must understand, because of Adam's sin, we live in a fallen world. But thank God for Jesus. In a previous episode, we talked about pressure and the impact it has on your life. Again, that pressure provided you an opportunity to draw closer to God. Because of Jesus, you can take great comfort in the fact that God can relate to you on your level. He understands what it is to suffer. If you don't remember anything else, remember that you are not that traumatic event. Your past does not define you. You are a child of the Most High God. All right, good people, we're going to bring this episode to a close. We'll continue to journey forward and hang on for the ride to the next level. In closing, I want to encourage you to stay tuned to yourself, your loved ones, and especially God. This is Brother Steve encouraging you to ask for wisdom, seek knowledge, and build understanding. Thank you for your time and attention. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Brother's Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. I hope you were inspired and encouraged to put in the work for next level living. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will continue the journey. Tell your homeboys to join the journey to the next level. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Brother Steve.